This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, welcome to Dogs of New Brighton. It's been a stunning Labour weekend and Jess got out for lots of beach walks. We did notice that things were a bit subdued on Sunday morning after the rugby, but in times of trouble, the motto in our household is, if in doubt, take the dog out. Today on the show, we're at the Burger Joint in Carnaby Lane. As usual, it's bustling, the grill is sizzling and Jess is drooling. We managed to grab Caroline for a quick chat about their dog, Portia, the Dalmatian.
Is she hanging out?
She's hanging out. She doesn't come to the restaurant because she's not as well behaved as Jess in here.
Really?
Yeah. Dalmatians don't sit still very often. But she's been out for a big walk today with Mog, the dog walker. So she's nice and tired and curled up at home, eyeing up the cat food bowls.
How often does she do the dog walking with her friends?
She goes out twice a week. So she goes out on a Tuesday and a Thursday with Paul and has a great time, sleeps for the next day afterwards. And then on a Sunday morning, I normally take her with my best friend and her two dogs for a nice walk from South Brighton up to North Beach to the coffee shed, grab a coffee and then walk back down to South Brighton.
How long ago did you start on this sort of journey, adventure, enterprise?
It's about 4 years ago when we decided to launch the caravan and sell burgers from the caravan. And yes, it all started around a table with some beers. And we said, we should open up our own burger restaurant. And that's how it started. When we looked around, we looked at a couple of places that we may convert and then thought we'd try a mobile version first. Jumped online and there was a beautiful Starliner caravan already converted into a kitchen. So we popped down to Tiana to check it out and that was the beginning of the journey. Yeah.
And that's your caravan all done for you?
Pretty much. We just had to make some changes to it. It was a creperie. And so we just created a space to put our grill in. We naively thought we could put it at the back of the caravan, but when it arrived, we realised it was a whole lot bigger than we thought it was going to be, and also a lot heavier. So if we'd have put it at the back of the caravan would always have just been on an awkward tilt, which wouldn't have been very good at all, and no good for ventilation. So, but we managed to. Sam's uncle is a steel fitter, so he helped us install it into the caravan. And so then we went from there and it was a great success. And the next natural step, I guess, was to go into a fixed location. And we looked a few places. We were invited to be part of the new farmers market in town, but we were all about Brighton from the beginning. We wanted to be here. So as exciting and flattering as it was to be invited to be part of something big and new in town, we really wanted to be here. The heart and soul of our business is here. So, yeah.
I'm very pleased you decided to be out here.
Yeah.
So, did you have a background in food, you or Sam?
Not necessarily a background in food. We both enjoy cooking, enjoy good quality ingredients. Both have lots of hospitality experience. Sam's parents owned a winery in Whanganui for a while, so he grew up working there. And me being a true British girl, I started working in the pub in the village as I was growing up and then did lots of conference and banqueting, waiting, worked on a boat as a crew cook and that sort of thing. So yeah, it was just and we love the people. That's, you know, it's a huge part of it is just the fun and the banter with customers and getting to know people and looking after them.
Yeah. So I have to confess that I had a few doubts for you when you decided to move to a fixed place, because the caravan has been so much a part of the business.
Yes.
Did you ever have moments where you thought, oh, shit, this is a massive step?
Definitely, especially when we saw the bill, started doing the numbers for the fit out. And that's why it was important that we brought elements of the caravan into the fixed premises as well. And so it's sort of themed in a sense. We didn't want it to be too much of a themed kind of place, but we wanted to make sure that the caravan was a big part of it. And of course, we still run the caravan as well.
And you, I mean, you've kept some design elements, basically.
That's definitely, yeah.
Over
the top.
Yeah.
And we use locals as, for the fit out as well. So Jason Mills from Pivneat was our architect, and Jeremy Canby was our builder. He was a local and also a very good customer of ours, so it made sense to bring him. Jason was a good customer too, so it made sense to make them part of that journey. Yeah, so yeah, no regrets. With summer's looking already shaping up to be pretty busy. We've got lots of events booked with the caravan. So it's good to have her out there, and the Common Ground in South Brighton will be open Fridays all the way through summer, which is great. So I'm back there. It's a bit sad to see the surf club come down. I know there's a new, nice fancy new one coming, but I miss that spot. I miss being down by the beach. So hopefully we'll bring that back into play at some point too.
What would your ideal arrangement be for something like Carnaby Lane? Would it be food wall to wall, or what would it be?
It would be great to see more food vendors in Carnaby Lane. It's such a cool spot, and has such a nice vibe about it. We love all of our neighbours, and yeah, really sad to see Bear Lion leaving. They've been a huge part of bringing us here and helping us. Alicia's amazing, and both her and John have given us lots of great advice along the way. It'd be great to see someone new coming in, and potentially in any of the others, but some cool little funky shops, or you know, the gallery's good for people coming to have a look as well. So yeah, it's good, but who knows what the future of Carnaby Lane holds.
Well, there's the hot pools will be open by sometime in the summer.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. That was factored into our planning when we were coming here. So we told the bank it was going to make us massive. Just hoping that pays off. But no, we do hope. I mean, that for the whole area, that should bring more people here. The playground's already started that to do that.
So do you actually see that in your business? You see the playground effect?
Yeah, you see, definitely. I mean, a beautiful sunny day and more people come out to visit Brighton, then there's more reason for them to come as well. You know, it's a great spot for kids to play, and so I think the hot pools will help with that, and hopefully help all the local businesses thrive more, because that's what Brighton really needs and deserves.
I was thinking about the dogs.
Yes.
And that thing that you get with the dogs in New Brighton of kind of getting to know people, and I guess you have you kind of get that on steroids when you're serving burgers.
Yes, yeah, you do. You sort of recognise more and more people on the dog walks. A few like, oh, you're the burger lady. Or wear a burger outfit. I mean, it's part of the community. It's a real thrill to be involved in something in the community, and getting to know people in that recognition. It's a great place. People are so friendly. We're super dog friendly. And, you know, hope to see more and more people coming out this way and walking their dogs on the beach and coming and enjoying a nice bite of food. And
despite all of that, you actually have another job as well, which amazes me.
I do. I work full time outside of this. So
sad.
Well, it's this full time, and I do what I can around my full time job. Yeah, it's a bit of a juggling game, but I'm blessed with lots of energy.
What's a slow weekend for you?
For me personally,
yeah.
A slow weekend.
Yeah.
A slow weekend is trying my best not to come in here, and get out for some nice walks on the beach. Really, go to the gym, local gym in New Brighton, at Snap Fitness, and get out and about. But I find I'm just naturally drawn to coming in here. I can't help myself, but I'm an extrovert, so I get energy from people. So being home by myself, catching up on housework, isn't as much of a thrill as being here and doing what I can here.
So, do you find yourself trying to persuade other people to come and live in New Brighton? Because I have
found myself doing that, and I have to say I failed dismally, and they went and lived in Avonhead.
All them. Yeah, all the time. Huge advocate of the place. I think it's the best place I've ever lived, and it's such a great spot. I grew up in a little village in England, and when, you know, always loved living in New Zealand. I've lived here about 25 years now, and New Brighton's the closest I've ever come to that same village community that I grew up with in the UK. And but you know, in the UK I couldn't have lived by the beach, so it was just you know, an unattainable dream really. So being here, it's perfect. I love it.
So what brought you to New Zealand in the first place?
Oh, that's a funny story. So my mum has been writing to a lady since they were nine, and my grandfather was a priest, and he was holding a wedding, and my mum said, find me a pen friend. And there was a lady, a young girl in New Zealand, and a family member was also going to this wedding, and said, find me a pen friend. And so my grandfather hooked the two girls up. They're just turning 80 and they still write to each other, which is very sweet. They've met once. But Rosalie, the lady in New Zealand, used to send us postcards and Christmas cards and the little tickies, you know, the ones that Air New Zealand used to give out. She used to send these things. So I was just curious about this country called New Zealand. And then when I was older, in my early 20s, I worked in the backpacking industry in Scotland, met lots of Aussies and Kiwis, and came to visit some of them. And when I landed in New Zealand for the first time, I had a sense of feeling like I'd come home, and I never left, really.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a great experience. It's hard being so far away from my family sometimes. But my parents both grew up in Air Force families. My dad was in the Air Force. So sort of moving in distance and is something that the family's been used to all their lives. So it makes it a bit easier. And technology makes it easy.
All those letters, do they still exist? That would be fascinating, wouldn't they?
I don't know if they do. I'll have to ask Mum. I'm sure one of them will have kept the letters somewhere. Yeah, wouldn't be surprised if my mum still has some of them. But they write, but they do it all electronically now. They're both up to date. They've got WhatsApp and they chat and email each other. And yeah, it's very exciting. But I'm looking forward. My mum is hopefully coming to visit in January. So her first visit here. In all that time that I've lived here, I've gone to visit them. My dad didn't want to travel anymore, and he's since passed away, and so mum's travelling, and so she's planning to come out, so her and Rosalie will catch up as well, which would be really sweet.
Thanks, Caroline. Hope we get to meet your mum over the summer. Dogs of New Brighton is on air at Plains FM every second Tuesday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. And we're online at plainsfm.org.nz and on iTunes. My golly gosh, the next time we're on air, the summer dog leash rules will be in place. It's crazy. If you want to contact us, then we'd love to hear from you. Just send us an email, dogsofnewbrighton@gmail.com. I'm Michelle Hollis. My co-host is Jess the dog. Ka kite anō. See you on the beach.